FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards it's a goal! Oh, it's the United's Paul Armstrong! First time shot comes in. Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
Hello everybody and welcome to this special edition of This Club Is My Club. I'm Ben, and as many of you will already know by now, FC United confirmed this morning that Tom Greaves has been appointed as the new manager of FC United. Joining Greaves will be Jack Doyle as assistant manager and Tom Conroy as first team coach. Very shortly we'll be hearing from Tom Greaves, as well as catching up with Swampy later in the show for his thoughts. But for more on this appointment now, we're joined by FC United CEO Damian Chadwick. Welcome to the show, Damian. Firstly, the biggest challenge of any club is to appoint a manager, and Tom Greaves seems to be a popular appointment based on social media today.
Yeah, and he was a popular appointment throughout the interview process, the way he has conducted himself in the last 3 or 4 weeks with the rest of the backroom staff. And obviously, initially when I met with Tommy, the brief was to win football matches and make it a difficult decision, and I think he delivered on that. Momentum's a big thing in football, and clearly the dressing room and the fans are behind him. So we wanted to give Tom the opportunity to step forward that for the rest of the season.
Now, what do you think, Damien, has been over the last month or so? What do you think has been the key attributes to what Tom has brought to the table? I mean, you've touched upon a couple of things there, but what do you think the key attributes are that's been so appealing for the club to come to this decision about Tom Greaves?
What we've seen on the pitch is the bottom line. You know, he's changed and overhauled the style of play, the approach regarding the young players, and, you know, it was refreshing to see. During the process, you know, everyone knows that Tom's never been a manager before. But what I'll say to all the supporters and co-owners is Tom's a quick learner and he's an intelligent man, and he's hit the ground running. And with the rest of the team, Tom Conroy and Jack Doyle, they've really transformed everything from training to the approach of going to matches. And the bottom line is results matter, and I think they've done well there.
As you've alluded to there, he's not done it all on his own. Tom Conroy is now first team coach. Jack Doyle is an assistant manager, plus as well in the background we've had Luke Podmore, women's team manager, as well as Chappie, of course, for the goalkeeping side of things. There's been an announcement with regards to the backroom staff as well, and the same questions apply really. What have you made of the coaching team behind Tom Greaves over the past month?
Well, I've known the coaching team behind Tom for 12 months. They've done very well in the academy. Tom Conroy is a UEFA B licensed coach who's been at the academies and the coaching structures at Oldham Athletic in Manchester City. So, you know, he was kind of someone we had within our ranks who was ready to step in. And obviously, Jack's done very well with the academy. Everyone's seen that last year with the development of Sam Baird and Mike Jones. And he manages a lot of teams. People forget that he set up the Moston United thing. He manages teams on a Wednesday in the Academy Leagues. So he knows how to manage. So again, we had that experience, and it was the natural choices to slot in. I think what's developed over the last few weeks is what we tried to do, and like I've said in other interviews, is the first thing and foremost was to put FC experienced people around Tom. And the decision to do that has been proven to be the correct one. And now we want to give it the opportunity to develop.
You're already answering my questions before I've asked you them. with regards to a workload of not just Tom Greaves, obviously he's a player manager, but of the likes of Tom Conroy and Jack Doyle, you've touched upon it there. Is there a plan to assist them more with on the academy side and the youth setup side?
Yeah, we've discussed it a couple of times. We've got a meeting this evening to kind of take it a bit further. The plan is to bring in two coaches to support the academy work that Jack and Tom did, especially on a Tuesday and a Thursday, to give them that space to breathe and focus on the training the Tuesday and Thursday evenings. And obviously, just not to burn them out. You know, these lads have been doing 60, 70-hour weeks for the last few weeks. And, you know, I'm also mindful of that. You know, end of the day, they've got young families, the human beings. We need, you know, everyone needs the time off and that quality time with the families. So that was kind of the thought process there. So we're looking to bring some coaches in to support the academy setup. And then we're also looking, we're in conversations with a couple of people, with a manager to oversee the Mosson United project and really take that forward. Because again, Tom and Jack have been kind of managing that as well. So we need to be mindful that we need to bring someone in there as well.
Now, when it comes to a football club who develops this conveyor belt of young talent, it does help to have people on the first team bench who have that connection with the academy and the youth setup. I can think of the likes of Crew Alex, for example, that they have that, where there's coaches who are on the first team bench who also coach the under 12s and the under 11s and that kind of thing. This is a statement of intent here for the club going forward, to have the likes of Tom and Jack involved with the first team as well as the academy side of things.
Yeah, the danger was you create a glass ceiling, and it was always in our mind, whoever we appointed, that Jack Doyle and Tom Conroy would have a prominent role within the backroom staff of the first team. It gives confidence that through a working relationship with the first team manager, gives confidence in the decisions they make. And obviously, when they're proposing young lads to come into the first team setup, they got the confidence that they know that their opinion is kind of well positioned, and they'll accept their thoughts.
And obviously, final question now, Damon, because I know you're very busy today, as like you are every day, really. Obviously, Jack, Luke Podmore are all doing their UEFA B at the moment. Tom Greaves, you said he's a quick learner. Is the club going to support his development as well in the coming months and seasons to come?
Yeah, well, to be fair, when we met with Greaves there, one of the things I said, and I committed to him, we would support his development no matter what happened with the first team manager's role. I think it's something that the club has been chronically poor at, is actually having that conveyor belt of former players coming back into the structure and supporting the club in some capacities. So it was always, that was, no matter what happened with the decision, that was always the plan, and we'd agreed that with Tommy, so we'd support his UEFA B licence. Obviously, we want to fast track it more now, because obviously he's first team manager, but that was always the plan, and it's the wider plan for the club. You know, we need to, like I said about the vision, is to really get a kind of platform and kind of, you know, a concrete structure underneath, you know, first team manager that is FC through and through. I think that's important. And if you look at other examples, other clubs around, it usually leads to success.
And a big thank you to Damian Chadwick for joining us. So that's the management of the club off the pitch. What about on the pitch now? And joining me now is the new manager at FC United. Please welcome to the show, Tom Greaves. Big congratulations, Tom. Welcome to This Club Is My Club as the permanent manager, FC United. How does it feel?
Yeah, I'm still down to it a little bit, actually. Obviously, it was touching that I got it in the first place as a temporary place, but to be named as the actual manager is, very touching. The club obviously rewarded me with my loyalty and commitment, and hopefully I can give something back again and we can crack on from here and get us out of the position that we're in.
Now, it's been a hell of a career you've had at FC United. I mean, earlier on social media, I saw the video of you scoring that opening goal against Stafford Rangers back in 2013. I don't know if you remember all those years ago at Gig Lane. It's been a hell of a ride, but it's also been a hell of a season for you as well, because obviously, you know, it's not too long ago you were on dual reg at Ramsbottom United. It must be bonkers for you.
Yeah, literally, there's ups and downs of football all the time. It goes on week in, week out. That first goal was very special, and to be honest, it just cemented in my mind where I knew that I wanted to be. I loved absolutely every second of my debut. Really, really enjoyed that. And then, yeah, it's been ups and downs since. I've obviously found myself on the bench a couple of times. I've worked hard to get myself back in. I've been to various different awards evenings, Team of the Year and things like that. And I've literally loved every single minute of my time. Even the times when I've been on the bench, I've been getting taken off and things like that. It's all part of learning. And it makes you stronger, and it makes you a stronger person as well. So yeah, I'm delighted. This season, obviously, yeah, Ramsbottom was I went for one game. That was purely selfish reasons. I knew that I needed to get fit to get back in the manager's mind. And I thought it'd take longer than one game. But obviously I came back for the FA Cup. And then things have looked up since that day, Stockport away. So fingers crossed, long may it continue. And we can, get ourselves catapulted up that league.
Yeah, historians will be looking back at that second half at Edgeley Park with great fondness, I think. Lots of scholars are going to be looking back at that one, I'm sure. Over the last month or so, yourself and your backroom staff there as well, it's been clear what the blueprint's been. It's been exciting football, 3-5-2, a lot of young additions to the squad. Is that the blueprint now for the Tom Greaves era going forward at FC United?
Yeah, definitely. I want to keep bringing the young lads in and keep giving them game time. But I also think it's really important at this level and this league that you get experienced lads in that have done it at this level. So I'll be looking to strengthen the squad with experienced players that have been there and done that, so to speak. So yes, the young lads will continue to get their chance. If they're playing well, they'll keep the shirt. But I will be looking to strengthen with a bit of experience as well, because I think you need that good mix and that balance.
I mean, we said that on the radio a couple of weeks ago. Alan Hansen said you don't win anything with kids, and that's true, but you do if you've got Cantona and Dennis Irwin and Roy Keane in your team. That's United. I know you're a Yorkshire football kind of person, so no idea what that reference is related to. But anyway, that's the key, isn't it? It's about finding the right blend, because obviously there's been clubs like Ilkeston and Nuneaton who've gone down this purely youth route, but it is about getting that right blend, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you need a bit of both. You need the energy from the young lads, but you need that experience of how to win the ugly games, I suppose, in these leagues. You're not always going to get to play pretty football and attacking football. You might have to defend for 90 minutes and nick a 1-0 win like we did against Stockport. So it's not always going to be pretty. We'll do our best to make sure it is. But yeah, we've got to get that balance right, and that'll be my first job this week, trying to get a couple of lads in.
And obviously, it's not just good news for yourself, it's good news for Jack Doyle and Tom Conroy, who've been on the touchline during this period. How valuable has their expertise and knowledge and eyes on the touchline been for yourself over the past month?
They've been absolutely brilliant. The training sessions that they put on are absolutely quality. The lads are really loving that. They're bringing out the best in them. And yeah, just little things like halftime team talks. When I've been on the pitch, they can obviously see a lot more from the sidelines, and I'm 100% convinced that they can do that job with me. So yeah, they've been absolutely fantastic to be thrown in there with me.
And obviously, you've also had the expertise of Chappie, of course, and those eyes of Luke Podmore as well behind the scenes, just sitting there in a darkened room, just watching Scout 7 clips all week. That's been helpful too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Luke's worked. Worked tirelessly to get us information on the teams that we've been playing against, and hopefully he'll be able to continue to do that. Chappie, yep, continuing doing his job with the keepers. He does a great job. I think Lloyd's up there with the best keepers that we've had at this club. So if Chappie can keep doing that, then we won't go far wrong.
And obviously as well, you're the first team manager, but beneath you is basically a whole structure, a whole footballing structure. And we've heard from Damien about what the future holds for that. What's your vision for how you'd like the first team to develop and those pathways available through the academy as well as Mostyn United and the like?
Yeah, definitely. That's something that we want to look at and make a strong bond. The lads that have come up through Mostyn United that we've just signed, they've been great. They're showing great potential in training. So if we can get that balance in there and that mix going forward, then I think Mostyn will produce some good players for us.
Now then, heading off into the future now, and obviously we spoke on the team bus coming back to Gainsborough about the fact Jason Gilchrist has now left the club. What's your aspirations now over the medium term to build the squad up?
Yeah, obviously Jason leaving us is a huge loss to us. We'll be looking to bring a 20 goal a season striker in. They're not easy to find, but that will be one of our main aims. And like I said before, just with bringing experienced lads in, we obviously the first aim for this season now is to stay in this division. We don't want to go down. I've experienced relegations before in my playing career, and it's not nice, and I won't wish that on anybody at the club at the minute. So fingers crossed we can put somebody in place to go score us 20 goals and get us out of trouble.
Well, based on social media, Tom, and for myself personally, it's cracking news that you've been given the job permanently. It's been a roller coaster last month, really cracking, entertaining football, and a big congratulations on your appointment and good luck this weekend against Marine.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Matt. Thank you for all the social media messages and everything like that as well. It's been really touching. I'm honoured to be in this position, and I will give it everything I've got.
So, Tom Greaves, there, manager of FC United and Manchester. And to make sense of it all now, it's the return of Mr. Nonsensical himself. It's Swampy from FC Live. Hello, Swampy, how are you?
I'm not too bad, Ben. How are you?
I'm all good. So,
just to Ben, by the way, what did the buffalo say to his son as he was on his way to college?
I don't know, Swampy. What did the buffalo say to his son on the way to college?
Bison.
So, Swampy, it's been a momentous day in the history of FC United. FC United appointing their second ever permanent manager, and it's gone to Tom Greaves. And, it's the same question I asked Damien earlier. Based on social media, it seems to be a popular appointment.
Well, of course, he's a very well-liked player on the pitch. Off the pitch, he's a model semi-professional footballer. You know, he's been at the club for six seasons. You know, it's no surprise that social media are very happy with the appointment. Tom was a real no-brainer as far as a lot of people were concerned. But equally, I think he's got it on merit. He's the right person for the job at this moment in time. We know the position is until the end of the season, together with him, Jack Doyle, and Tom Conroy is going to be the first team coach. Luke Podmore working in the background, and obviously Tom as first team coach and manager. So, a good appointment, and I think everybody's now is happy, and we can hopefully move forward. We need to move forward very, very speedily and very quickly.
Now, obviously, we've already touched upon it in the last This Club Is My Club about post-Gainsborough, the need for a goal scorer, essentially. We've got a big FA Trophy match this weekend. Do you think there'll be a bit of added momentum now at FC United? There has been a bit of a joyous mood at the club, but it has always been a bit on the back foot because this has not been confirmed yet. Do you think there'll be added momentum now that this is all definite and Tom's staying now for the foreseeable?
I think regardless of whoever had come in and whoever had got the job, we would have hopefully seen momentum going forward. I think it's a major plus that we've got one of our own. The manner in the football has been much improved. A lot of people have been looking and at the proactiveness of the way that the club, and certainly from a managerial position, and Tom and his team have been performing on the pitch. So I think the momentum's there. I think it will perhaps increase somewhat. A big game against Marine, as you say, on Saturday. And, I think we can go into that game with optimism. A game where, on paper, we should win, but at the same token, you know, Marine are a decent outfit. It was only a couple of seasons ago, really. We were playing against them and competing against them. But I would expect perhaps the momentum from the players, equally the momentum from the supporters, to take us over the line against what will be quite obviously a tricky and difficult game against Marine.
And finally, Swampy, as well, one thing that's been cropping up again and again since Tom Greaves has taken over as interim player manager, now permanent, is the development of the youth side. Plus, as well, we have to say the statement that's being made here by having Tom Conroy and Jack Doyle on the first team bench, it's a statement of intent.
Yeah, to a degree. I think the club have looked at the potential managers, and they've gone with what they've gone with. There is no experience in reality there of this standard of football, but what you've got is you've got youthful exuberance. You've got two guys. We already know that Tom's already, he's got his UEFA B, and he's worked in academy football. We also know the fact that Jack's been doing this since December of last year. And Tom, obviously, you know, he's aiming to get his UEFA B equally. The one thing I would look to, and I'll be honest with you, I mean, it's a good model to have, but I do think that we need some further experience within the club. Yeah. I think we need to certainly look at maybe co-opting somebody from maybe the professional game, or equally somebody very high profile, or somebody that has vast knowledge of the semi-professional game, co-opting onto the board, so we can have somebody who knows the game inside out, can help along. And actually, there's a go-to person within the club, rather than having to go outside of the club. I mean, one of the things we've had to do in this situation is we've had to, and we'd be thankful for the help that we've got from Fleetwood, And the link up with Fleetwood going forward, we know is going to be a very good one from a footballing perspective. But we need to be doing things like that ourselves. We need to be in a position where we have somebody that has vast football knowledge that can help Tom, can help all the other players and the management team at this moment in time. And someone that can maybe take a little bit of alleviate the pressure. I mean, the one thing also we know now is that Tom's going to be out looking for players. They're also going to be a situation where, you know, they're going to have to get that scouting network back up and running. I don't think we can rely purely on the likes of Fleetwood or other clubs to maybe get players from. So we have to continue that, and we have to have a good quality scouting network, players and people that go out on a Saturday. I mean, I think that's primarily the thing that we need to do, is get people to watch other teams on a Saturday. So they can have a proper look at them. I think that's one thing that's been lacking in the past, and relying on other people rather than rely on yourself. You'll get a lot of support of some of the supporters, I'm sure, helping him out, giving him words of knowledge. But I think equally we do need someone with that prowess and that quality, allowing them, Damien, to get back onto the commercial side of things. I think it's this process has taken probably a lot of Damien's time. Obviously, you have to negotiate the deal with Gilchrist. Obviously, you know, there's been a lot of negotiation to be done there from the CEO. That's the kind of thing he'll get involved with. But from a football perspective, I'd like to see him be able to concentrate purely on certain of the commercial side of FC United Manchester, and having a good quality team of football people within the club. And I think that's starting to happen. I think we've got a good start. And I'm hoping that, you know, come the end of the season, that we're in a position to offer, you know, maybe a 1 year, a 2 year contract to the management team that are in there. If not, maybe still utilised and bring someone else in, and they can help. They can, with their experience that they've gained in the season, can help a new manager coming in. But I would hope that that what we've got at this moment in time, and building upon that for the future, is going to be something that FC United can capitalise upon. But I do really believe that we need someone on that board. And no disrespect to the board equally, because, you know, we're a fan old football club, and we've never had to get rid of a manager. And this situation has been a very difficult one. I think some of the things have been dealt with superbly well. I think other things have been dealt with pretty shoddily, to be honest. But at the same token, it's a learning curve. We come out of it, we're stronger, we're better for it. And as I say, I think everyone would, you know, recognise and be very happy in the fact that Tom actually is the person that actually come out at the end of it. Personally, I would have given it him till the end of the season and not have to go through the whole process. I think that process for me should have happened at the end of the season. But at the same token, you know, we've done it, and he's going to be in a much safer position now. He's a lot happier. So with Jack and the rest of the lads, I would look to bring in perhaps maybe a fitness and conditioning coach, if we haven't already got one, to work on the fitness side of things, and as I say, have that person with the vast knowledge of the game involved, so Tom can go to and the club can utilise in the best way going forward.
Well, Swampit, a big thank you for joining us, and we'll be hearing from you again at Marine.
Can't wait, Ben, looking forward to it and the bus stop.
And that is the end of this special edition of This Club Is My Club, surrounding the appointment of Tom Greaves as the new manager at FC United of Manchester. A big thank you to club CEO Damien Chadwick and the manager of FC United, Tom Greaves, as well as Swampy, for joining us on this special show. Our next commentary will be this coming Saturday, when FC United travel to Merseyside to take on Marine in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. We'll have full coverage here on FC UM Radio from 2:30 p.m. as well as women's team commentary on Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. where FC United take on Warrington Wolverines. But that's it for this edition of This Club Is My Club. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FC UM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FC UM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and for me, Ben, we'll see you next time.
Hiya, I'm Maxine Peake, and you're listening to the wonderful FC United Radio.